The wonders of his love, yes.
The carol just really gave us a picture of what Christ has done for us. And just when you think back to what we've been singing, you know, he came and he died that we would not die again. He gave us birth through his life. And all those things are there just to remind us what Christmas is really about. And I'm sure that when we think about Christmas, we have lots and lots and lots. That's three lots and lots of different ideas, different views, different things. And I'm sure that you know, when we go out onto the street, there's even more ideas out there. And like me, perhaps when you came into church today, as you was walking down or driving down, you probably saw lots of lights in people's gardens, on people's houses, decorations, Father Christmases, snowmen, and all sorts of things out there just to try to give a festive feeling about where we are right now. Because it doesn't feel like Christmas in some ways. But Christmas isn't about a feeling. Christmas is about understanding and knowing what actually took place today. You know, many years ago, we always related snow with Christmas. If it didn't snow, then it didn't feel like Christmas. And now, you know, they even used to gamble, dare I say, in church, gamble, in terms of how much they can gain by gambling that we're snowing on Christmas Day. And look, we have no snow. We have no snow. But it doesn't take away what we said already, that Christmas isn't about a feeling. It's about a fact, about a truth, about what God has done through his son Jesus, who came into this world as a babe and grew to be a man. And having grown to be a man, he gave his life as a ransom for every single one of us, that we are saved because of his sacrifice. That his precious blood that was shed at Calvary has cleansed us and has set us free. And as we repent of our sins and as we accept him by faith, that we too become part of his family, in part and belong to the kingdom of God as well. And that's the whole story, really, that surrounds Christmas. About 3 weeks ago, I think it was, on the 9th of December, I went to our Christmas party. And the very word Christmas party should conjure up lots of different things. But there was no mention of Christ. There's lots of drinking, lots of eating, lots of dancing. Not me, though. But no mention of Christ. And I sat there watching people. And don't get me wrong, people are enjoying themselves. They're having an activity that can actually come together and to connect with one another. But yet there was the absence, for me, of Christ. Because without Christ, there is no Christmas. You know, you can take everything away. All the trimmings, the turkey, the tree, decorations, the presents. Dare I say, you can take them all away. And it's still Christmas if we've got Christ. So without Christ, there is no Christmas. I was staggered to look at some stats I just want to share with you very quickly. And I'm only saying these stats because it really sort of spoke into my heart. They estimate that the 6 weeks up to Christmas, in this country alone, £84 billion have been spent. A huge amount of money. So much money spent on Christmas in terms of decorations, presents, and all sorts of things, food and drink and so on and so forth. £84 billion. But I compare that to another stat, which is how much would it cost to feed the people that are hungry in the world? And the stat came back to me as £315 billion. So that tells me that what's spent in the 6 weeks up to Christmas could feed a quarter of all those people that are hungry. What an amazing thing, eh? That so much is spent at Christmas for the pleasure of man, but yet we see and hear so much about those that are suffering through hunger, malnutrition. And that money could have been used in a different way. But I just shared it because I just want us to think about, you know, how people, other people outside church so often sees Christmas. They see it in such a different light. They want to be joyful and excited and enjoy the things that they have. But yet they don't really have joy at all. Because when I walked out of that place on Saturday the 9th, we went to home. And everybody went home and the place just became still. And what was done is gone, finished. There's nothing more about it. It's all empty, all shallow. It doesn't really warrant what we've given to it. But I just want to say to us, as we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and know him as Lord and Savior, we have so much more to enjoy and to appreciate what he has done for us.